It's a gorgeous summer day in Detroit, and I'm meeting up with longtime listener Erin Rose Briggs on Belle Isle. She's been biking to the island from her home in the city for years.
I've ridden here a zillion times, and I just, you know, thought, oh man, it's a shame that it's kind of like falling apart. It's such a gorgeous old building.
The building she's talking about is the Belle Isle Boathouse.
And it's one of those buildings that just has beautiful old bones. So it started me thinking, like, what's the history of this beautiful old building?
To answer Erin's question, I reached out to the building's current caretakers, the Detroit Rowing Club, to see if it was possible to tour the structure. As of right now, the Belle Isle Boathouse has been condemned by the Department of Natural Resources, and access is limited. After receiving permission to enter the building, I was back on Belle Isle, this time with a guide who has spent many years working and socializing at the boathouse.
My name's Todd Platt. I'm the vice president of the Friends of Detroit Rowing Board, and we're on Belle Isle.
Platt has been part of the rowing club for decades. As we toured the building, he told me about the history of the Detroit Rowing Club and the boathouse.
In the beginning, it was a little bit smaller than what we see here, and it was out in the water, actually surrounded by water. And at that point, when it was built in 1902, you could actually bring boats directly into the building itself. This is the main entryway, and what we're going to do is go up the main steps into a atrium area. It's kind of a reception area for the club. One thing to keep in mind is that not only was this a rowing boathouse, but it was also a social boating club as well. So it's the only structure of its kind in existence in the world, really, that was a social boat club and a rowing club all contained in one facility like this. So it's really unique.
So unique, in fact, that when the boathouse was built, it was a marvel of modern construction. While the current structure was built in 1902, it's not the first one. Every one of the previous structures was consumed by fire, a common fate for buildings before the modern era. Designed by Detroit architect Alpheus Chittenden, the building was made with reinforced concrete instead of wood. It's one of the reasons the boathouse still stands more than 120 years later. Chittenden was inspired by Beaux Arts and classical revival styles. Platt points out the intricate carved woodwork inside.
This area of the atrium is the second level, and you can see that it's lined with trophy cases with a lot of rowing memorabilia. And there's a lot of really nice hand-carved woodwork up here, a lot of great detail. There's balustrades with seahorses that are carved into it. In these areas here, there used to be incredibly carved, ornate dolphins, hand-carved.
In its heyday, the boathouse was a bustling venue, featuring a grand ballroom, dining rooms, and a bar frequented by Detroit's social elite. Platt takes us up to the third floor, where club members gathered for dinner and drinks.
This was kind of a nice eating, dancing area up here on the third level. It looks out on another kind of balcony and terrace area that has a great view of the water. And the other side of it is kind of fun because it's got an old bar in here.
Oh, this is very cool. Yeah. This must have been redone in the 70s, right?
Yeah, probably. But this bar goes way back. In fact, as legend goes, for the people that, you know, the captains of industry that worked downtown, as they were coming home to where they lived in the Indian Village at that time, it was probably before even Grosse Pointe was developed, they would stop here and they would talk about the events of the day and stuff like that and probably make some side deals here and there kind of thing. But this is where a lot of the elite from the city would come and congregate.
Okay, so now we do have to explain what this looks like then. So I'm feeling very Mad Men vibes from this. So what are we going to find?
So it's a fairly large bar. It's got a bar that almost runs the entire length of the room kind of thing. So it used to accommodate a lot of different bartenders, but there are nice round tables set up with booths, and you can see some of the benches from those booths still set up here. The wallpaper right now is probably from the 60s and has kind of a sailing motif to it. So I'm sure it's been changed many times over the years.
Platt says beyond the social scene at the boathouse, the club's athletic achievements are impressive, earning a national and international reputation. The club's collection of rowing memorabilia includes trophies and even Olympic medals.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this is a lot of the memorabilia that we've accumulated over the years, and it's really quite interesting. Not only if you're a rower, but you look at some of the competitions that were held here in Detroit. Rowing all across the country, and especially in Detroit, in its day was the main sport. I mean, this was before baseball, before football, you know, all those types of things. And that's kind of the fun thing about this program is throughout its history, it's been successful, really successful. We've had 19 Olympians we've put through this place, 500 national champions. Now, that's a lot of high-level success that we've had.
While the Boathouse has a storied past, its future remains uncertain. Earlier this year, the DNR announced plans to demolish the structure, and historical preservationists quickly mobilized to save the building. Proposals for renovation are currently being considered by the DNR. To hear more episodes of Curiosity and ask your own question about Detroit, head to WDET.org. For WDET, I'm Amanda LeClaire.